Blog readers will know that in late December, we took note of an item in the Daily Bruin about a UCLA-owned building that was the source of student complaints concerning poor maintenance. Intercession seemed like a good time to get the building fixed. Apparently, it didn't happen, according to a follow-up by the Bruin, which now also refers to other buildings along with the original source of complaints. Multiple students and recent graduates have come forward with allegations about unsafe living conditions in UCLA-owned housing following a Daily Bruin investigation into the university apartment building Westwood Chateau. New accusations from current and former residents spanned four UCLA-operated buildings. Across three off-campus apartments and one dorm, Bruins said UCLA Housing's disregard of their concerns and requests impacted both their physical health and academic performance. In the Westwood Palm Apartments, multiple students said they felt unsupported by UCLA Housing after raising concerns about mold. Emily Ilyajan, a fourth-year psychology student, said she started experiencing debilitating migraines and asthma in mid-November, which she suspected were caused by mold in her air conditioning unit after a recent flood in the building. Mold exposure symptoms can include wheezing, headaches, and shortness of breath, according to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. We might note that the recently concluded Regents meetings included discussion of approaching the state legislature to obtain more funding for student housing. So, it might be best if university-owned student housing was kept in good shape.